Disadvent in this way. So we react to our own action. Die to live. Ultimately it comes to that. Learn to die for living high life. Nidmasvaranam satam. Don't be afraid of going down, there you thrive. Tanada Vishuniti no Taruru Vishvishnuna Avanina. The highest is for the lowest. The highest is for the lowest. We may come to this conclusion, but all must be lowest and the highest, that must be absolute, not a sand oozing. That is to be eliminated. If I can conceive my sincere self to be the lowest, so much I come in relativity of this highest, spacious, infinitely precious highest. I come in the relativity when I can consider I am the lowest of the lowest. The relativity is such. Nirmatsaranam satam. As much as I shall see myself to be substantial, I lose the chance of having the conception of the real big. So, saranagato, the relativity, question of relativity demands that as much as we can find ourselves to be the lowest, so much I shall come in the relativity of the highest. गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय आदेशी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की जय जय श्री अखयानंद महाराज की जय श्री गोस्वामी महाराज की जय
गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय श्री भक्तबिंद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन गौर हरि the tamarind tree on the other side of the Ganges, and there are so many evidences there. So many men saw Krishna. I showed him. Why are you cheating yourself? I am told that you are a Brahmin boy, and coming in contact with this pseudo Sahajiya Vaishnava, you have come degraded to such state. You see, Krishna cannot be seen by these eyes. Adhokshaja. We have learned something, consulted, and we have read some shastra. Ved, Upanishad, Bhagavatam, Gita, all these things we have gone through. So, don't deceive your own self. You know yourself. How are you? You are still a slave of your senses.
Yes.
You have got your the lust, the anger, the this and that, so many things. You feel, and I also know that. And you are simply not only deceiving the foolish persons, but what is more dangerous, you are deceiving your own self very strongly, I thought. then got some impression, and someday leaving that female dress, and he could kept hair also like the female, or shape, clear shape, came to me. Now enlist me as you amongst your disciples. At that time I began very reluctantly to accept one or two disciples. Then there was another god brother with me. No, never accept him as disciple. He would not be able to stand here. He would go back again, and he would be a blessing to our mission. So I flatly refused him, that I'm not going to accept you as disciple. So many things. Adhukshaja, it cannot be sin, and the sin coming down, it is very, very rare, coming down from the spiritual sphere to the mental sphere, and becomes so much strong that when eyes open, overflow, they can see him. And when he withdraws, nothing remains. So it is not very, it's not so easy. There are so many stages. Adu Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anasthanimiti, Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. The stages are there, mathematical calculation. We can trace in one man by measuring by computer, this philosophical computer, how much progress is there. Has he got a Shraddha proper? He would say, oh, Shiva is also, Shiva, Krishna, Kali, Shakti, all God, all equal. And that man would say, I have seen Krishna. So there is the standard measurement, criterion is there. In what stage one will see Krishna? And when he has seen Krishna, what will be the after effect? One who has seen Krishna, the after behaviors, conduct, after that, what will be there? All these things should be considered. Maharaj, so these are years, we hate them. We hate them, they are born offenders who takes Krishna in the soul, lower level. Swami Bhagavan Krishna, Sanatana Goswami has given the condition, Jiva Goswami, by what stage elimination of so many things within our area of knowledge. We have to go to that side. It is not very easy.
That's why I'm asking you, because I would not ask anyone if they saw Krishna, but I'm seeing your quality of heart and so many years of sincere service to Krishna. That is why I'm asking you.
Yes, I would also say that I have not yet seen Krishna, but I am in the way in search of Krishna. I have not got him, not seen him. But I am in the search of Krishna, and I feel that I am in the path of real search, and whatever told, or whatever seen or said, that in the path these things will be, I have some sort of experience of that. That in the real path of Krishna I am. So far I can tell. But I have not the advantage to say that I have seen Krishna. I am in lila with him, all these things. I revere. And I don't want also have it so cheaply. Chief Krishna I don't want. This market Krishna I do not want. I want, as guided by my Guru Maharaj, to have darshan of that Krishna in this birth or hundreds of births after. Does not matter. This is my idea.
Maharaj,
I'm not going to deceive anyone by any wrong statement. that I think I am in the path. By the grace of Guru Maharaj, I am in the path. That I can say.
What is Maharaj?
I feel that.
Sometimes in the songs of Bhaktivinod Thakur or Narottam Das Thakur, like sometimes Bhaktivinod says, I am a resident of Shananda Sukadukunj. And he's speaking as if he is in Leela.
But maybe I may think that is the ideal he has described after. His highest ideal is that. He is doing it in his ideal life.
Imagination?
Not imagination. It is reality.
Not imagination, it's reality.
Not imagination, reality.
But he is, at that point he had already...
I'm seeing from afar, distant.
Seeing from afar.
Something like that.
So at that point he had access.
But the feeling within his inner heart is describing. And sometimes he says, suddenly I had a flash, I saw. And then when I went to mark it, particularly vanished. Something like that.
I have not had any flashes. And he wants to have a flash. Bhargava, he wants such a flash. See, my own spiritual...
If he is gracious, you may get it. His mercy.
I need so desperately. I had one flash before I became devotee.
Don't try easy marketing. You will be cheated.
That's why I'm asking.
Make yourself ready to pay more and more price. More and more price. Don't finish the bargain, then you will be loser. Why? The absolute. We are after absolute. Absolute can never be finished. Then we say that we are seeking the absolute, but practically we think that we want to be master of the absolute. It is impossible.
Yeah, and there are strong...
So that sort of aspiration should be crushed. That is nipped in the bud. In his search, die. Die to live. Not treat miserly. Try to give yourself. How? Then, as much as you will be ready to sacrifice yourself and can successfully do it, then automatically you will find yourself in some other place.
I was sacrificing for many years.
As a subject and making him object, prison, you would be able to make him prisoner. Don't think like that. Try to become his prisoner.
Yeah, that you'll make him your prisoner. He's your object. Imprison him. But try to become his subject. You know, subjected to him. I was serving with that mood for some
years. Keeping your subjectivity, you can't have any contact with him.
I am.
Whole self to be dissolved, and your new self will come out. And he will find all around Krishna consciousness. And then sometimes Krishna may be pleased to give you the touch of his existence in different ways.
Thing is, I find
that
I was serving.
I am an inquirer, and I want Krishna to make the object of my inquiry. To prison him in my imagination, prison house of imagination.
but I find myself. I find myself.
One, when I did not come to, did not join Mott, I was a law student. The movement, national movement, came in the, just in the front of the Calcutta University Hall, Senate Hall. There is a tank, Goldie, a park. One gentleman was delivering lectures. I went to Haridwar, and I went up the hill and found a sadhu is coming down from the hills. Anyhow, I asked him in broken Hindi, "Have you seen God? Can you show me the God?" The sadhu told, he, in such a inspiring voice, answered me, "Don't you see? Don't you see him? Look at all this atmosphere, the trees, the water, you, all these things, and the whole, cast your glance upon the whole of the environment. Can't you feel him? Can't you see him?" And so much with impression he told this, that at the moment I saw that a conscious backing, whatever is there, just in the background, some spiritual existence I found. In such a stone, such an impressive way, he told, "Don't you see him? Look at the sky, the trees, the stone everywhere. He can't see you, only he is there." By our continuous engagement, we shall come. Krishna, 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 all Krishna, talk about Krishna, then hear about Krishna, take the name of Krishna, take his prasadam, collect for him. In this way, gradually we shall enter into the intense feeling of him, hello, the laughter of him, and gradually we shall come to have conception according to our capacity. Always remember, the infinite is in his one part. As such, bahunaitena kingatena kavarjuna vishtubhavidam krishnam ekaṁsena sthitu jagat. Arjuna, what more I say to you, who am I? The whole thing you can imagine only in my negligent part. You are going to inquire that, not cheap rate. Then after that, what will you do? I'm searching. Mahaprabhu says, "I am searching him, but I have not got a little bit of that love, divine love. I'm searching. Not prema gandhasti. Otherwise, how can I maintain my life, sustain my life without his company, without his grace? Yugaitam nimeshe no. One moment seems to me a great age, light years, so many light years. Chakshusha pravishayitam, so much tears ran down through my eyes. Yugaitam nimeshinam chakshusha pravishayitam sunnayitam jagatsarvam. The whole world seems to me only a vacant, a background. Govinda virahi name, but I still cannot get the company of my beloved Lord Krishna.
Loneliness. That loneliness for Krishna. And sometimes I mean, this is the truth, how I'm feeling. Sometimes I'm thinking, I've given so much, and all I want is a little drop, just a touch, so I can be inspired to do more. Not that I want to enjoy Krishna, but some reciprocation. Yes, I am there. And
this is nothing. Taking food, walking, taking bath, dress, so many comfort we are seeking, and what demand we are going to fulfill. Everything try to calculate in the term of infinite. No finite, however greater, it can come to be infinite. The very composition of infinite is of another type. All dissatisfaction. I have done nothing. When you will be in this path, that I can't do anything to approach towards Krishna. Unit of measurement towards infinite is that. And I am doing this, I am doing this, I am doing so much, I am paying so much value. That is, this is the opposite way. Those that are really in the path of Krishna, they are feeling, I can't do nothing for him. Their whole attitude will be changed. This idea we have been given by our Guru Maharaj, this the nature of the way of searching. Once two brahmacharins, after 8 years or 10 years service, they once came to Prabhupada to put some question, and they are hesitating to put the question. Then Prabhupada himself asked them, it seems that you want to speak something to me, but you don't speak. I said, yes, we came to say something to your Holiness, but we don't venture. No, say what you have to say. Then he says, so 8 or 10 years we have come, and we are doing service as we are ordered. But so far we did not feel anything about Krishna, any progress. Well, what do you say at present? Is it true? Are you sincere in your statement? Yes, we are. But we say it is true as far as. Then it is all right to go ahead. Don't be afraid. That was his way. What does it mean?
I don't understand.
That you have not acquired anything. You are searching for something, but you have not got anything concrete. That feeling is good sign.
Good sign?
Good sign. If you have said that we have got so much knowledge, so many things, then that was in the egoistic, progress in the egoistic way, that you can feel, you can know, you can complete. Empty yourself. You see, all striking. This is a very striking thing.
I can understand.
Can you understand?
That
the only negative hankering for Krishna, that is the measurement of the progress in that way. I have nothing. I can't relish anything. I am going to be mad. Not yet I have got any trace of Krishna. The way is on that side. In Vivirah Vipralambha.
The surrender.
Surrender. The other day I was saying, all risk, no gain. The way is like that. No risk, no gain. But all risk, no gain. The way is like that.
The way Because
you risk everything, but you won't get anything.
The only way.
Because what the in our terms, what is gain and the loss, we are captured by the negative side. We do not know the measurement.
It's selfish. See, the reason I am asking is I try to
prepare yourself. Don't be satisfied with anything that this is Krishna. No Krishna. Neti, neti, neti. Neti. And in the background, you will be able to find some sort of. It is there. It is with the scripture. It is with the Guru and the Vaishnava. But I have nothing. It is their property all the time, not mine. It won't be my property. It is the property of my Gurudev. In this way, the angle vision will be set. The property of my Gurudev, the property of Nanda, Yashoda, they can deal with him in any way. But I am a sightseer. I will be asked by the servitors, do this for his service. That position is better for me.
Servant of the servant of the servant.
Not to approach the nearest, but from far off. I am not fit. I am not fit. We have to take that course, that I am unfit. The unfitness should be our first thing to analyze, open to us. Unfitness. Unfitness.
The reason I
why
ask is
I shall be fit to see him in the non-sharanagati. Self-abnegation, to undo what am I. To dissolve my ego to the finish, then he is there. It is difficult to dissolve one's ego. When ego fully dissolved, then also another ego through the service that will decide. All eliminated present ego, the very gist, a point of soul conception that will find in an atmosphere, and through service it will gradually enter into. We shall look at the example. This Jayatirtha Maharaj, we are told, they are very mad in their dancing to show that they are inspired of Krishna Rasa, all these things. That's the thing. I never saw our Guru Maharaj to dance and to chant, only soberly talking about Krishna. If any time his controlled mind, any time any drop of water oozing from the tears, very stealthily he removed them. Very eager not to express any feeling. And if any feeling, sentiment comes out, very carefully he tried to conceal. Concealed. That was his nature. Not to show. Not whereas the Ramdas, Babaji and others. This is what they think and what they do, but so many mad dancing and the shedding tears and the shivering, all this sort drew the common mob towards them, and the Prabhupada had to discuss that these things are no sign of a real devotion. Koti mukta madhye durlabha Krishna bhakta. Amongst crores of liberated souls, one Krishna Bhakta is hardly to be found. Narayan Bhakta. They and Krishna Bhakta far, far rare. They found. Try to come in this relativity of infinite. And we have to cross the infinite. And to dissolve that Hegel's or die. Learn to die first. And die not for this or that, but for Krishna conception coming from Gurudev. Die to live.
See, one reason I ask is I talk to people about Krishna. Many of the Christians can appreciate. I speak to many of my countrymen, they are Christians. And when I bring up...
you will talk about the ideal, you will discuss with the ideal.
What?
Your conception is this, our conception is that, and what is the difference between the conception? In this way you can deal.
When I explain bhakti, they can appreciate bhakti.
As bhakti is a general thing, but there is also the type of bhakti and the bhakti for which the others, the model.
But the focus of that bhakti.
Dusho dinam. It's a regular.
They can understand. When I talk to them, they can appreciate bhakti. And when I explain...
Bhakti, you also know bhakti, you are talking bhakti. I am also talking bhakti. Any difference? Do you find that?
Yes. You have a lot more power.
So bhakti, ideal. They have got also ideal.
Yeah. But it is the focus of the bhakti. When I explain bhakti. Mahaprabhu's philosophy, bhakti, even above mukti.
By which the ideal, the fine touch, appreciation for the ideal. Mahaprabhu has given an ideal. Christ given another ideal. Our inner, which we cannot trace, but the attraction for the ideal, we have to analyze that fine things, our appreciation. Why do you appreciate Krishna and not God given by Jesus? That is a vague thing. And this is some clear conception, sweet conception of the thing. Why I am attracted to this side? I am to analyze that. What is that that took me this side and not that side? I am to see, into look at into my inner heart and try to express that. The difference is there.
The only thing I can tell them is I say...
When in my previous days, generally, I used to collect money and the gentlemen, many sympathetic, many apathetic, sympathetic people. Oh, why you were running from door to door for collection? When we see that you come of a very high family and you are educated and you are fit, but why do you waste your time by collection from door to door and not what you want me to do for God? They go to the cave, mountain cave. There is arrangement by the religious householders. They will get food to you, they will give food to you regularly. And go on meditating. Sometimes, like that request, I tried to look to my own heart. Why I am doing, they are saying sympathetically, they are begging from door to door, what can you derive? What good you can derive? You go state to the grave, and sit in meditation for him, and try to connect yourself in direct way. Then I looked, many a time I looked to my heart for the answer, and I got. Sometimes I used to get. I told them, do you know the Upamanyu Uddalok, that Upanishad disciple character? They sent by Guru to the pasture ground, sometimes to the cultivation land. And what for? Krishna went to Gurukul and went to bring the wood, this jalani, fuel. So, for the fuel to the jungle, with the co-disciple, co-brothers, god-brothers. What is the necessity? So it is necessary that whatever action I shall begin taking in response of our own ego, that will create a material atmosphere, spread my subjective atmosphere. But I have ceased to do according to my own inner thought. I have placed myself at the disposal of a higher devotee. My system of inner, the subtle system of my inner body, I want to kill, finish. And I have stopped his food. If I obey his order, it will thrive thereby. I have stopped ration, keki bale, ration to the soldier, the ration.
Ration.
So the food supply to the army stopped. I have totally disconnected food supply to the army. Let them die fasting, and if that ego will die, then another body which works only in the in obedience to the higher agents, that will come out, and this body which gets its food from the ego, that will be finished. I want to do that. The whole mental system may die without food. So no insinuation from within my ego. I am doing that. Our Guru asked me to do whatever thing, I am doing that. I am engaged with Vaikuntha transcendental world, and want to dissolve my ego, is the ego, and the world produced by we are living in by my ego, I want to get out of that. I am living in my own imaginary world. That world must go away. The another world will come to me. I am connecting with them, and dispersing this material, this gross conscious body, and the world created by it, another world I want to live in, the world of my Guru. I want to, in this way. Once one sannyasi, he living the engagement given by Guru Maharaj, went to visit Bhadrikasram and the holy places. Then he was punished. Why have you left the responsibility of service given to you? and you are going for pilgrimage. I was a beginner at that time. It made a heavy pressure in me. What is this? A sannyasi has gone to visit Badrikasram, the place of Vyasadeva Sukadev. What is the fault there? So great fault that he... I was a new man. I was in charge of Kurukshetra Math, and I was given the letter. If that sannyasi comes to that mat, don't allow him to enter. That was a senior sannyasi, and I was a newcomer. It was a great shock to me. And the sannyasi came in a day or two. The other day, I showed so much respect to him, and that day, how can I say that you won't enter this mat? There was much difficulty. Then, when he came, I gave the letter, showed the letter to him. This is the order from the center. First, he was excited and went to abuse the authorities, higher authorities. Then I told him, politely, that, Maharaj, I feel much apprehension in my mind. I am very much afraid. Why you are afraid? And after 10, 15 years, after service, if you come to such level that you are to be ousted from the mission, then what hope I have got? I am a beginner. So your 15 years service has earned such punishment that to be ousted, then what hope I have got here? So it is not possible for me to, it will be rather to waste my time here. Then he came out in another color. No, 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 you need not be afraid. I may do wrong. A boy may not pass a BA degree, MA degree, but does not mean a primary student. He will also fail there. In this way, then he took the not injustice, but it is justice, and I have committed something wrong. He came to that. But this fact had a great impression in my mind. What is there in this service? Disengagement, leaving the desired service of Guru, if he wants to go to a holy place, that is unpunishable offense. What is this? So this service, this is the connection above. God's will, through his agent, to be engaged in his service. Very, very valuable. And to select in my level what is good and bad, and to go to place, holy place, that is some sort of religious luxury, freedom. But divine service is about freedom of ordinary soul. It is holy, I am doing right, visiting holy places, the origin from my ego. And the far higher ego is giving instruction, do this, God wants this from you. This is another one. It came to me gradually. To obey the orders of a Vaishnava, that means to serve the divinity, the higher divinity, and to roam, to wander